You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast. Now, today we're speaking with Ana Villa, the founder and CEO at Piccolo Marketing, that provides coaching and digital services to small business owners. Ana Villa, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You bet, and we're certainly excited to have you with us. Thanks for your time. So for starters, Ana Villa, what is the biggest problem you see business owners struggle with the most?
I think the biggest problem that we see over and over again is just time. It's, you know, business owners trying to wear 15, 17 hats. They're trying to do everything, and they don't have the time in the day to really execute all of that well. So, you know, they end up sort of, there's a great Ron Swanson quote from Parks and Recreation, but, you know, they sort of, you know, half-ass multiple things rather than whole-ass thing. You know, you're trying to do a little bit too much of everything and none of it's getting done well. And so, you know, one of those things that usually falls to the wayside is digital marketing, because they end up, they don't really understand it or know it that well. They have a business that they're really good at, or a product or a service that, you know, is their highest and best use of time. But then marketing that and keeping consistent in the marketplace kind of falls to the wayside a lot, which can be detrimental to their business.
And tell us, how can businesses keep up with the changes in digital marketing? It seems that every time you turn around, there's some changes that are very important that are made.
Yeah, what we've seen is a trend towards fractional positions. So like those C-suite positions that used to require a high degree of investment, meaning a lot of money in an annual salary, or hiring a big outside firm, you know, things like your CFO, your CMO, you know, chief marketing officer, things like that, they're going fractional now. So you're able to find companies that have experts on staff and really good quality help, but they're willing to do the work that you need at a fraction of the time and the cost. So, you know, that sort of outsourced model has really been growing year over year. It goes up in percentages of small business owners using those services every single year. And so that's where we've seen with marketing especially, a lot of people are going, hey, I don't have time to find, hire, train, and manage a marketing staff, but I can bring in, you know, this expert CMO in a fractional way and still get really good quality for the amount of dollars that I have to invest. So kind of the trend that we're seeing across the board in that C-suite level.
And Ana Villa, tell us, what's next for digital marketing? What will we see emerging in 2019?
Yeah, it's a really big question right now. Everybody I'm talking to right now is like, what's 2019 going to bring? So yeah, what we're seeing with digital marketing especially, again, it's that shift towards the fractional outsource model. But things that are sort of trending in digital marketing right now include Facebook ads, but new versions of Facebook ads. So Facebook ads have always sort of been the, you know, the king of digital ads outside of Google, direct Google AdWords. But they're now offering these Facebook Messenger ads, which have an insane open rate. And then video ads on Facebook are still performing better than pretty much anything else. So that's where our agency is focusing with clients that are doing direct online advertising. Facebook still tends to be more affordable than Google Ads, and we're able to do the Messenger and the videos to get people more engaged. But there's also a lot of changes coming with SEO. So, you know, Google is always updating that algorithm on how you're found. So we're really focusing with businesses, especially small business owners and entrepreneurs, on claiming their major directories. There's six big ones that you want to make sure you've claimed and optimized. And then making sure that you're sort of, you have either a web developer or a reputation manager, like somebody who's working for you to make sure that they're staying ahead of those SEO changes, because it's really easy now to get bumped off of the first page of search results. There's just so much competition.
And isn't that the truth now? As far as leads are concerned, what should businesses do with leads they are getting from their marketing efforts?
Well, if you're getting leads from your marketing efforts, first of all, kudos to you. You're doing a great job. That's usually where we have to step in and help people because they're doing marketing, but they're not necessarily seeing the ROI. So if you are getting leads, you have to make sure that you know what to do with them. So first of all, marketing leads are different than sales being made. So make sure that you're measuring your marketing success differently than you're measuring sales success. You know, marketing success is, you know, audience building, you know, you're standing in your marketplace. And then again, how many, you know, eyes, you know, views or leads you're bringing in. Sales is actually that next step of closing them. So make sure that you're kind of measuring it the right way for the two different departments. But if your marketing department is working correctly and you're bringing in leads, you want to make sure that your sales team or department is ready to follow up with those leads very promptly and then regularly over a long period of time. So a lot of times we'll see people stumble where even if they have marketing that's working or maybe they've hired us to do it and we're handing them a leads list. We're like, hey, here's 50 new leads that just came in of people who are interested in this particular product. They're not prepared to reach out immediately and start, you know, engaging those people. And with internet marketing, it's very fast. You know, people expect that immediate response. So you want to make sure that if you're investing in your marketing, you also have a really strong follow-up system for your sales team or department or person just to make sure that you're capitalizing on the time and the money you invested in marketing to begin with.
And some really fine information there today. We're joined by Ana Villa, the founder and CEO at Piccolo Marketing that provides coaching and digital services to small business owners here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what should businesses be posting on social media? Talk to us about that. I'm sure we could learn a few good tips from your expertise.
It is a huge question. So as we're seeing organic reach just basically die a slow, painful death, you know, organic reach on social media just gets worse and worse almost every day, and they're really pushing towards that that paid content or the boosted posts. The things that you can post still for free have to be engaging. And so we're getting away from this concept of just, we'll post, you know, every day, multiple times a day, and it doesn't really matter what you're posting as long as it's, you know, it's frequency. It's not frequency anymore. It's all about real content that's showcasing, you know, human beings, and that's engaging, meaning people are liking, commenting, sharing, you know, your posts. And then it should be hyper-local. So they really want it to be community-oriented, local to a specific area and something that, again, people will relate to. So a couple of examples, you can feature, let's say, your staff. So, you know, pull out your iPhone, put it on portrait mode, take a picture of all of your staff members, your team members, and then feature them with a little, you know, little text, a little blurb about them. Make sure you tag them in the post. But, you know, people like that sort of, like, you know, Instagram fame. So they get a little shout out on social media and all of their friends will, you know, say something. So it's a good way to kind of involve your team and get that engagement. You can also partner with other people or businesses in the community. So think about things like nonprofits. Maybe, you know, you're donating to a certain local nonprofit or you're doing like a volunteer day. Maybe there's just a charity that you give a portion of your proceeds to. Make sure that you're sharing that information, not in a boastful way, but in a, hey, we want to encourage everyone else to get involved in their community or support this organization kind of way. And then, you know, obviously just local content. So maybe not politics. That usually is a little polarizing. You don't want that kind of negative attention. But, you know, if a new restaurant opens up locally, everything that you post doesn't have to be a direct sales pitch. In fact, most of what you post should not be. It should be something like, you know, showing that you're a human being and that you're just involved in the community. So something like, oh, you know, this new restaurant just opened up. We're excited to try it. Has anyone been there? Does anyone have reviews? Is a good way to get a conversation going without, you know, having to, again, that direct sale approach.
You know, we've always heard about the low-hanging fruit when it comes to sales and marketing. Where is, in your best opinion, the low-hanging fruit of marketing?
Yeah, the low-hanging fruit when we're working with clients is always email. It's always email marketing. Most clients that we start with have something. You know, small business owners know that they need a website and they'll get something going. They might, you know, start a social media page or multiple pages. They might even be looking at SEO, but almost every client that we start working with does not have a robust, complete email list and is sending regular communication to your audience. So I'm sure you've heard that, you know, the metric, it is way more expensive to bring in and convert a new customer than it is to sell to your current or past customers or resell or upsell to them, right? I mean, it's pretty standard across the board. Email marketing is how you stay top of mind with your current audience. So you should be building an email list, and at least, I mean, once every couple of months. Some of our clients do it once every quarter because the topics they have aren't super engaging, meaning like the stuff they're selling is very niche. But like once a month, I mean, it is completely normal to send an email to everyone in your network once a month, not a sales oriented, hey, buy this, it's 50% off. You know, that only works for e-commerce. But if you're a B2B or a B2C where you're kind of just trying to stay top of mind, sending a once a month email to everyone in your network is going to be the best way to convert sales.
How much should smaller businesses and entrepreneurs be spending on marketing?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's two answers. The textbook answer, so like the American Marketing Association, for example, they recommend that you're spending like 8-12% of your gross revenue on marketing. And I'll be honest, I mean, I own a marketing company and I don't spend that much on marketing. Like, we're just a small business. So, you know, we're helping other people, but margins are just really tight for small businesses and entrepreneurs. So, usually what I recommend that you try to spend is more like 4-5% of your gross revenue, but you need to be willing to test things. So this isn't something where you just take a certain amount of dollars that you're making, you invest it in one thing, and then you go, yep, I'm done now, and you sort of, you know, wash your hands and check it off your list. Like, marketing is ever evolving, and every business is unique. So you have to say, okay, this is the money I'm willing to spend on marketing, but don't blow it all in one sitting. Take little pieces of that and try it on different things. So try maybe some on Facebook ads. Try some on you know, SEO, try some, like, you know, maybe you have to have a better website, you know, maybe you have to have a web developer come in and make that a little bit better for you. You know, don't put it all, don't put the marketing egg in one basket, you know, kind of spread it out. But yeah, I'd say like 4-5% is a good starting point. And then hopefully as you get bigger, you would be building up that budget towards the recommended 8-12. But you want to make sure that as you're spending more money, it's going towards things that you have proven ROI for your business.
And that is some great advice. Thank you so much. Lastly, a lot of small businesses have hired marketing companies and it isn't working out so well, or they get taken advantage of. How can owners protect themselves in these regards?
Yeah, the challenging part with digital marketing now is that everybody can do it, kind of. Everybody thinks they can do it, right? So what we get a lot of is, oh, well, I don't need to hire a marketing person, whether in-house or outsourced. Like, my niece posts on social media all the time, and I'm sure she can handle my social media. And that is just probably not true. Like, unless your niece has a marketing, you know, like, has that experience, most people think that, you know, that digital marketing is so tangible and approachable now, which is good news for small business owners because it means that you can learn and kind of do some of it yourself, but you can get taken advantage of. So you end up with a lot of people who really don't have experience, or they're not really selling the right things, and they're going, oh yeah, I can do SEO for $250 a month. And a small business owner hears that and they're like, that's amazing. SEO sounds like, I know that I need that. $250 is super cheap. It's the cheapest I can get it. Well, the issue is that, like, legitimately what you can do for $250 a month for SEO to actually get you results is very, very little. So then that's where it doesn't work out. You know, you're 3-6 months in and you're going, I'm not really seeing a lot of results. Or maybe you're with them, you check it off your list, you're over time, you're like, oh yeah, I've been with them for 3 years, they're handling my SEO, but I'm not really seeing results. It's because there are certain thresholds to these things. So a couple of things to look out for. Make sure that you're having like a real life conversation with a real human. So, like, you know, make sure that you feel like there's a partnership there rather than just, oh, this is a company that's selling as many off the rack SEO packages as they possibly can. So that's where we found if small business owners have more of a direct relationship with a company, they're going to get better results because they can talk about those expectations from the beginning. And then the other thing that we recommend is if you're investigating different options for marketing, try to find an agency or, you know, an outsourced person that has lots of different options in marketing. So if you hire or if you go to an SEO company that just does SEO, they are going to try to sell you as much SEO services as possible, whether or not you need it, because that's what they sell. But if you find an agency or an outsourced model that, or, you know, or an independent contractor that does all the things, SEO, email, social, website, you know, photo, video, those kind of things, they're more likely to develop a comprehensive plan for you based on what you actually need. So just a couple of things when you're getting started, and definitely make sure you're looking at least, you know, 3+ options before you commit to one.
Alana V, it certainly has been great to have had you. I'm sure the listeners have really appreciated the information shared here today. I know I have. And thanks for sharing that with us as well as your time today. Where can listeners get further details on Piccolo Marketing and also be in touch accordingly?
Yeah, you can check out piccolomarketing.com, and it is spelled like the instrument, so P-I-C-C-O-L-O, piccolomarketing.com. My information is at anavia.com on my public speaking and coaching.
Good enough. Again, Ana Villa, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Ana Villa, the founder and CEO at Piccolo Marketing, that provides coaching and digital services to small business owners. And for further details, visit PiccoloMarketing.com, and this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.